It's the return of Beyond the Lens.
Welcome to AllMonster.com's Beyond the Lens. It's finally time to do another one of these. I've got three great people here and myself, Robbie. I am from the Park Hills, Kentucky area, here near the home of almost nothing monster truck-wise, but that's okay. We've got a lot of experts here, self-acclaimed and otherwise. First up, we got Ed Horman here. He is near the home of Bigfoot in St. Charles, Missouri. Jeremy Piglisi from Charleston, West Virginia, nearest the home of Samson, as well as Dustin Hart near the home of Gravedigger in Nags Head, North Carolina. And fellas, it's been a while. We've had a lot of things go on since the last podcast on All Monster, as well as in the monster truck world. We've taken breaks. We've gotten our various lives together, and there's just a lot to talk about. But we're not going to do any two-year season in review type things. We're here to talk about three subjects today. Joe Sylvester's recent world record monster truck jump for distance, Monster Jam on TV. We're going to talk a little speculation, a little bit of ideas, what's going to go on with that, as well as our favorite monster truck memory from this summer, the summer of 2013. Kind of get you guys excited for the upcoming first quarter, and of course, we've got some great events to round out the rest of the year as well. So guys, what's been going on? How is everybody today? Talk to me about monster trucks, guys. I know that's what everybody wants to hear. All the Beyond the Lens fans have been waiting.
Let me dust this mic off, I think these things are. Since it's been, what, 2 years, guys? It's good to see you guys again. I should say it's good to listen to you guys again and be here. It's been an interesting 2 years in the world of monster trucks, and I think the three topics we have here is going to be very interesting. How about you guys?
I couldn't agree more. You know, being off for 2 years, that gives us a lot of time to get a lot of things done on the various websites, get some monster truck experience under our belts, and of course, get our personal lives in order. The three topics today are the biggest ones in monster truck. If you're not a driver or a crew member, obviously, I think they're the biggest things that you could possibly talk about, and I'm looking forward to hearing your opinions on them.
Dustin, we have liftoff. What are your thoughts on what's been going on and what will be going on in the world of monster trucks?
It's been a pretty interesting year. I've been all over the place a little bit. Did some shows first quarter. Got the chance to go back out to Vegas this year and did a little bit of fun over the summer, hanging out with the Monster Truck Throwdown Midwest Monster Trucks gang. Did the Path of Destruction this year with Monster Jam. So, you know, it's good to get back together, kind of sit here and hang around, you know, shoot the breeze with the boys here and, you know, just talk monster trucks.
All right. Sounds good. Well, guys, let's waste no time. Let's get right into this Joe Sylvester jump. 237 feet is quite a distance. And he's got definitely a little bit of a rivalry with the Bigfoot boys going on here with the long jump attempts. Now, there's been talk of already just responses and potential other people trying to get in on this and just a lot going on with that. It's, of course, the buzz of the industry right now. Sylvester took a pretty hard landing, and we have been up and down about seeing the videos. I don't know if those are going to come out. They're going to hold everything off like they did with the last jump. But, you know, there's definitely a rivalry here between Bad Habit and Bigfoot, Battle of the Bees, if you will. Lots of stuff to talk about with this world record jump. What was your guys' reaction when you heard about this?
I was actually kind of surprised when I heard the distance at 237. I was kind of expecting a little less from him from the previous jump that he had had. And also being there live in Indy this past year for Dan Runte's jump and seeing him jump, I was expecting a little bit less, and I was pleasantly surprised with Joe's performance there. It will be interesting when the video comes out, which was announced by KMC Wheels, will be coming out September 10th. And I can't wait to see that video. I want to see how he did everything. I know from the pictures, it looked like he actually hit the ramp off center. So if he would have hit that center, I mean, could he have got more? And it's going to be interesting to see what the Bigfoot camp has in store for this long jump and if they plan on taking it back. I should say actually when they plan on taking it back.
I see what you did there. Guys, Dustin, Jeremy, thoughts?
I think Ed brings up a good point of the mindset of who's going to take it next, who's going to get involved. I think the long jump competition is going to be the next hottest thing for a while. It seemed like the backflip was the rage and everyone wanted to try that. I think everyone wants to go for distance now, and it's not an easy task, as you probably have seen from some of the pictures of Joe's second jump. He totally did a lot of front-end damage there. Pretty impressive. The distance, 237. I think it can be beat with the right ramp and the right gear transmission. So I think we're going to see a lot of long jump competitions coming up here in the next year or so.
Definitely. Dustin, thoughts?
I wasn't at all surprised to hear that he had broken the record. I kind of expected it. I kind of figured that that distance of 214 that Bigfoot had set the previous year really wasn't, you know, the peak of the mountain, I guess you could say. Like Ed, I was kind of surprised in that he did break it by a pretty significant margin. I mean, 237 and 214, I don't know what the exact math is there, but, you know, that's a lot more than I expected. That being said, I do believe that the 237-foot mark is very much breakable. I'm curious to see, you know, what the response is going to be from the Bigfoot camp. I feel like both Bigfoot 18 and 19 are plenty capable of going out there and breaking that distance. You know, they've got some of the fastest trucks around. They've taken the time in doing these speed tests and stuff like that on the drag strips. You know, I think I saw recently that Bigfoot 18 had hit 94 miles an hour. So, I mean, the trucks are definitely fast enough to put up some impressive distances. Question is who's going to take the time to go out there and, you know, basically go for it? You know, because there is a massive potential that if you do break and wreck the truck at, you know, such a high rate of speed, you can do a lot of damage and put yourself out of work for a good bit of time. So, you know, I can see why that the number of attempts over the years haven't been that great. You know, the old record sat and was left untouched for a number of years until somebody finally, and, you know, that just happened to be Joey Sylvester, decided, hey, we're going to go out there and go for it. You know, and they did the right, I think they did a good thing with setting up their kind of own event with it and promoting and, you know, kind of making it a part of a bigger weekend with the Cornfield 500. The Bigfoot guys, they've done it, you know, in the past with the four-wheel jamboree in Indianapolis. You know, from what I understand, there's been chatter about Larry Quick is interested in going after the record. So, no, it could be interesting. I would love to see the Bigfoot boys go at it again and try and break that record. I think they're definitely capable of doing so. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
To go on to Dustin's point about when he was talking about Bigfoot doing the speed run, and with that interesting fact, I think it was 84 or 94, I think you were right in that mark, that Dan actually blew the engine either three-fourths of the way or halfway down and still coasted over the line at whatever the speed was. I can't remember offhand. I do apologize for that. But that's pretty impressive to say if he did blow that motor and he was still going that speed across that beam. The other thing is in the Larry Quick thing, he did post on his Facebook page that he's looking at doing a speed run and a long jump together. I wouldn't do both at the same time, pretty much. I would do one or the other, doing the speed run and that. It worries me a little bit. I know that you have to get that speed for that jump. But if you see the video from Joe's last year's jump and then Bigfoot's jump, two different ramps, two different distances, but it did prove that you really, it is about the size of the ramp, but it is about the angle of the ramp also. I think that with Bigfoot and everything they done, and even with Joe, I think that they've, you know, both ways, you know, there's a lot of controversy, which way is the right way, which way is the wrong way, but it is about the distance. And it's going to be interesting to see if anybody else steps up. We know Larry might be. I mean, who else is going to step up? Robbie, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, Dan Arante is Mr. Long Jump, but I think that the three guys that we've discussed here with Runte, with Quick, and of course with Joe Sylvester, they share one trait, aggression. I mean, they are not scared of this. This can be an intimidating thing. Do you really want to get behind the wheel of some big old monster truck and jump far enough to really hurt a lot of things, including yourself? I mean, a lot of people would say, you know, Larry Quick can have this one. Well, there's a reason for that. They're not scared, and I think that's a very important thing. There's a mental aspect to this as well as the setup and the ramp and all that stuff. You've got to be in a good mindset to do this, and, you know, I don't know if it's more impressive from an independent standpoint for Joe Sylvester to be doing this or for the Bigfoot camp. You know, that's an interesting topic to discuss as well, but at the end of the day, I think that the people that that do this, you've got to give credit where it's due. Bigfoot Camp and Bad Habit Camp, we applaud you. There's a lot to be excited about with this. I think that it's important to have some sort of competition going on, and it seems like this always happens over the summer. That's generally a little bit of a slower time for monster trucks. Let's build this thing. Let's make it bigger. And I think it's the perfect timing for something like this to go down. And it gets a lot of attention. There's not other events distracting from it. And I think overall it's just a good thing for the sport. A little competition, a little controversy is never bad as long as it's legitimate stuff. So I'm happy with it.
Well, and you bring up the point of there's not a whole lot going on, but it also helps draw some publicity in. The guys at KMC Wheels and Sweatpants Media, they went and they filmed reactions of Travis Pastrana, Robbie Madison, and Tanner Faust, all world record owners in their own right, their reactions to the jump that Joe did previously. And, you know, that's kind of gone viral over recent days, and it's gotten a lot of hits on YouTube and stuff like that. They're helping expose people that maybe aren't familiar with monster trucks to the sport of monster trucks and what's going on. So it's good to get out and get some different eyes on the sport, get some different takes and different viewpoints, and to see the reactions out of these guys, they're just absolutely floored at just how big, you know, these trucks are going. Always interesting to get people from, you know, outside of the world of monster trucks to kind of get a different perspective and stuff like that. So could lead to bigger and better things, you know. Sometimes you got to do something different to bring more eyes into the sport.
On all counts, guys, any other final thoughts on Joe Sylvester's world record?
Yeah, real quick, Robbie, let me jump in here. The one thing I did forget to mention was Robbie, we actually was talking earlier about kind of the promotion stuff about the long jump and stuff. And I forgot to mention the fact that during that Bigfoot thing that me and Dustin were talking about was actually a speed run between War Wizard Randy Moore and Bigfoot. It was kind of an event that Randy put on between him and Bigfoot to see which one was going to go the fastest and see if they can get a speed record. So, you know, as Dustin was saying, you know, it's kind of cool to see this. And, you know, I want to say mad respect to Joe Sylvester and the Bad Habits team for what you did in that record. You know, you did great, and it's pretty cool to see you guys do that for an independent team.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, we've got some more. You know, we have some kind of a concrete deal with the world record. There's no argument about the 237 and everything, but we're going to move to a topic that's a little bit more speculation, a little bit more thoughts oriented. Monster Jam's TV deal. There's a lot of talk about where it's going to be, what it's going to be, how it's going to be for next year. Of course, with Speed Channel being no more, there's talk of Fox Sports 1. There's all kinds of things up in the air. And I want to get you guys in an open forum, kind of elaborate on this for those of us that don't know. And then let's get into a little bit of discussion of what we think could happen, will happen, and should happen in as far as Monster Jam's TV deal.
Yeah, Robbie, like you were saying, unfortunately, with the demise of Speed Channel, we've kind of been left now without a home for Monster Jam, which has been the biggest outlet for media as far as monster trucks go, with it being the single largest promoter in the sport. You know, and the only one with regular TV time. I'm curious to see where the program will end up. You know, there's not really been any chatter from anywhere about where, you know, Monster Jam will land with a brand new television program. From what I understand, East Rutherford was filmed on the recent Path of Destruction tour. Baltimore was not. And they're kind of unsure as to what they're going to do with it. It's there. It's sitting on the shelf waiting to be used. The question is where is it going to end up? Doesn't seem like Fox Sports 1 really has any interest in going towards that option. The question is, maybe they go with Fox Sports 2, or is it going to end up on a totally different network with a totally different family?
I've been actually reading a lot about the Fox Sports 1 transition from the Speed Channel to Fox Sports 1. And the pattern that has been seen with the ratings has not been a good one. UFC is pretty much the only thing that's been a hit on that channel. And, you know, we don't know the actual ratings that Monster Jam was getting, but we do know that they were fairly decently rated on that network. And maybe with the way that the ratings have been with Fox Sports 1, we'll see them back. But like you said, we just don't know. Personally, there's a lot of other channels that they could go. There's a few other channels they could go on. I just really don't know if that Monster Jam's going to be on TV. Could they go to an online presence? I kind of picture going more towards online and an on-demand service than being on TV.
I think you bring up a really good point, Ed. I think everything nowadays, whether it be network TV or HBO, those kind of paid services, it seems like the on-demand, play it wherever you want, whenever you want kind of style of viewing is taking off. And I could see Monster Jam, more specifically Feld, trying to capitalize on that kind of market. I think digital is the way to go. I'd love to see it on a network maybe like a CBS, an NBC kind of thing. Just that way, the more general population has a chance to get exposed to monster trucks. Just recently, I got Speed. I got Speed like 2 weeks before they pulled the plug on it, so I never really got to watch Monster Jam on Speed. So I think having it on a network that most cable providers give you during a basic package, I think that might be also a thing that Fel might explore as far as getting monster trucks back on TV. But being realistic and my personal thoughts and opinions on it, I could see it going more towards an online, on-demand kind of viewing atmosphere.
Interesting thoughts, guys. You know, of course, even a few years ago, YouTube wasn't as big as it was now. And things like Netflix and Hulu and things like that are becoming a lot more popular. The social media aspect of everything has really exploded. You're seeing camps like even Camp Creighton hiring people just to manage social media, online presence, things like that in monster trucks. A while back, people didn't have Twitters. Drivers didn't have Twitters, Facebook pages, all that stuff. It's exploding. And the online segment, if they can find a way to capitalize on that, get some money behind it, that could be a really cool thing. On the other hand, I don't think there's any substitute for those memories that I had growing up of watching Tough Tracks and some of that stuff, you know, being able to watch Monster Truck Challenge on ESPN and things like that. Easy access is also an important thing. I think the important thing for me was when Monster Jam first did the TV deal with Speed, it was, what, I think 2004? Something like that. It's pushing memory. We're all getting old here. But, you know, I wanted to get Speed Channel just for Monster Jam. And I think there were some people that were willing to do that. But I think there's also a lot more people that never heard of it because it wasn't on anything but Speed. If they can find some place that has a lot more access, isn't a paid subscription type service, people will shy away from that. If they can find a place, a home for that, where there isn't a lot of pay for play, I think that's actually a good thing, in my opinion.
One of the interesting things to kind of take into account as far as the demise of Speed was, it was a victim of its own success. Whenever Fox decided that they wanted to enter the market and kind of challenge ESPN with an all-sports network, they looked at what their available properties were and saw that Speed was available in more markets than any of their other channels. Therefore, it was the easiest to convert over. It already had its own studios. It had everything set up to be its own separate entity from everything else. And it was just simple. You just flip the switch and it was already in a number of homes across the country.
Interesting. Interesting thought. And, you know, I like that. I just, you know, I would love to see them be able to get on an ESPN on something big. And I just don't know if that's in the cards yet. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that there's enough of an audience for monster trucks or enough of a potential audience for them to get on a big network and stay on it?
I have a hard time seeing it getting huge national exposure and being full-time on a major network. It's just such a niche motorsport at this point right now. And Speed was very much a kind of oddball network in that it was 100% geared towards motorsports. I don't believe that we are going to see exposure with another network channel quite likely like we would with Speed, because all of its programming was motorsports and car-based. You look at all the major sports networks now, with all these major networks starting their own individual sports networks, whether it be ESPN already had established their brand of networks, NBC Sports has got their own sports network, CBS, Fox, everybody's got their own sports network, but they're all gearing themselves towards kind of the same line of programming. So I don't believe we're going to get to see, you know, Monster Jam on daily like we had in the past with Speed. I just don't think there's really many networks out there available to do something like that. Maybe if you go with a smaller kind of oddball network like, say, MAV TV, which is owned by Lucas Oil, yeah, you could probably get on daily, but it's in a limited number of homes. It doesn't have a huge footprint right now. It's a growing network, but, you know, there's not a whole lot there. Ideally, I think you would want to be on a network that is available on most basic cable packages. The question is, who's going to bite? Is anybody interested? Does anybody want the product? Do these networks see it as being viable and able to sell a lot of advertising on? We don't know. We're not in the office with, you know, these people negotiating things. But I am very interested to see, because I would love to be able to keep watching monster trucks on television. It's a great thing. You know, it's good for our sport. It gets the sport out to a lot of different eyes. Question is, you know, is anybody going to take it? And what network is it going to be on? You know, is it going to be on a network that's widely available to a massive audience? Or is it going to be kind of a building project to where maybe a network will be interested in aligning themselves and using Monster Jam as something to help grow their network? Because there are a lot of people that are going to these events. I don't think it's, you know, any coincidence that
you know, Speed was growing and that, you know, we had audiences of 70,000 plus at some Monster Jam events over the last few years. There's a lot of people that are interested in this sport. Don't know if it's enough to maybe, you know, justify the massive amount of coverage that, say, you know, like a NASCAR or NHRA Supercross gets. But there are definitely people that are interested and want to see it on TV. You know, it's just got to be, how is it presented and if any networks are really that interested in the product.
Dustin, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head with a lot of the points even I was going to bring up. The MAV TV thing was something I was actually going to think, you know, has been something I've been thinking about. I could see them going there because of the Lucas Oil stuff. But as you said, the reach of that network is not that big. So, you know, where will this go? Will this end up on TV? Will this end up on a TV station that maybe has a TV channel, the normal TV channel, but also streams on the internet live? Or is it going to be one of those things to where it ends up being on some network that we've never heard of before? And it's, we're kind of in one of those situations. What is the worst case scenario? And I think we're going to find out very soon. I really hope that it ends up on TV. But like I said earlier, I think it's going to end up as being an on-demand service or something like that. You know, it's not that bad if it does end up as an on-demand service. Yes, a lot of people aren't always online to watch their videos. They want to see it on TV. But the numbers don't lie. We have Apple TVs, we have Roku devices, we have all these set-top boxes that are connected to the internet, and people are, more and more people are buying them and getting their content from online than on TV. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I mean, with this, you know, the rumors of a new title sponsor coming in for Monster Jam, it's a transition period for them, and maybe the title sponsor and the TV network, maybe they go hand in hand.
I think you guys brought up a really interesting point about Fox One trying to be a competitor to an ESPN and then everyone else having their own sports networks. I understand what they're trying to do. I think if you had just a few motorsports programs on there, that could really make you stand out as a network. But it all comes down to ratings and advertiser dollars. And I think we all understand that. And I'm kind of leaning with Ed a little bit on this one. As much as I would love to see it on TV, whether it's, you know, on the weekends, weeknights, whatever the case may be, I just don't see it happening right now. Maybe with a new title sponsor that's possibly coming, if there's anything in the works for that, maybe they could work with some advertisers and networks and maybe get back on TV. But I think right now the way to go is definitely the on-demand play when you want, wherever you want kind of situation. So I think that's where Monster Trucks will be heading as far as being on a television-based network or website.
Well, Jeremy, you know from working in the radio industry that sometimes, unfortunately, good content gets unnoticed. You know, we've seen kind of the model in radio go to where a lot of things are just simply nationally syndicated radio shows to where they basically strip the DJ out of everything. You know, and that's kind of the thing that I look at with Fox Sports One is yes, they've established themselves as a brand new network and they've got some things going for them with their college football coverage and UFC. But outside of that, there's not a whole lot of content for them to play on. Motorsports could be a place to start, you know, and carry over a lot of that content that they had with the Speed Channel before. I've noticed that some of the Lucas Oil based programming is staying along. And of course, NASCAR has kept their deal with Fox. But outside of that, there's not really a whole lot going on there. These new networks need to be looking out for new ways to kind of get good content and do it in a cost effective manner. Monster Jam produces all of their stuff in-house with their own crews, and they film and edit everything. They're on their own, so it's an easy thing for them to just take the file and press play. You know, so who knows? One of these networks that is, you know, an upstart and trying to get their feet on the ground going with, you know, trying to break into the sports world, maybe they'll pick it up. Maybe it'll be something completely different. We don't know. From what I understand, there's been talks with networks and stuff like that, but, you know, it was months ago from the last time that I've had these conversations with people. So who knows? It's definitely, like Ed had said earlier, it's a transition period. You know, there's a lot going on in the sport, and, you know, I don't see it going away. I feel like, you know, Monster Jam will end up on TV somewhere. Question is where.
All right, so we just talked about Monster Jam on TV, where it's going, where we think it could go. now I think we got to wrap this bad boy up with probably a very nice heartfelt topic. Our favorite monster truck moment, let's say, from 2013. Could be any time this year, any event that you went to. Why don't we go ahead and have Ed start it off. Ed, lay it down. What's your favorite moment from 2013?
All right, so we're going to go 2013. I actually have two of them, but first I'll go with the 2013 one. St. Louis Monster Jam this year. It wasn't exactly a great show, but Adam Anderson and Carl Van Horn decided they wanted to blow the roof off of the Edward Jones Dome here in St. Louis. Craig Christensen had his Maximum Destruction truck, and he decided he rolled it over, which I think was his second or third time rolling over, and in freestyle he rolled it on top of a tabletop, and Carl and Adam both decided they wanted to jump it. It was Adam first, then Carl. And Adam jumped it, cleared it, and Carl had to go out there and do a freestyle of his life. And they threw down two of the best freestyles I've seen in a very, very long time. And it was an awesome moment. The other thing, one of the other moments, it's not in 2013, it was the long jump of Dan Runte and Bigfoot being there live and seeing that. That was an awesome moment for the guys from Concussion Motorsports, Bigfoot, and everyone like that. That's my kind of my second thing that for my most memorable since in a year and a half or so. So, Dustin, what's yours?
There was so much awesome stuff that happened in the last year, from, you know, just doing any of the normal shows that I do in the winter to heading out to Vegas, getting to roll around Vegas with Steve Perry and Robbie, you know, some of our all monster boys. We had a lot of fun doing that. But I got to say, probably the most fun I've had all year long was going up to Michigan and getting the chance to go with the Monster Truck Throwdown and the Midwest Monster Trucks gang, and got the luxury to go and do the St. Ignace Monster Truck Throwdown stop and the Mount Pleasant Midwest Monster Truck stop. And that's some of the most fun I've had in a really long time. So many great people involved in that entire trip. You know, it was my first time really getting to see Devin Jones run. And I got the chance to just basically, you know, get to know Devin, and I've got a whole new respect for that guy. He is one of those true diehards of this sport. He goes it alone. He does everything on his own. He's one of the hardest working dudes out there, and he's one of the hardest running dudes out there. And, you know, mad respect to Devin Jones. I was really happy to see that he ended up winning the combined Monster Truck Throwdown Midwest Monster Truck Events title. He's one of the hardest working guys out there, and he's one of the first guys to offer help for anybody that needs it. So, you know, congrats to him. We just had a blast during that whole 2 weeks. Got the chance to run around and, you know, meet some new people, and got to try something different and try my hand at some video filming, which will be a part of a DVD we'll see later on down the year coming out with the Monster Truck Throwdown guys. You know, got to work with one of our own photographers, Brett Moist, Andrew Pellegrine, DJ Guys, and, you know, some really good people, you know, and just run around and have a lot of fun. Getting to watch fireworks on the 4th of July at Soaring Eagle Casino in Mount Pleasant with everybody was just a blast. That whole experience was just phenomenal. So I hope I get to do that again next year. That was a really fun trip.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool time, Dustin. And that kind of leads me into mine just a little bit. I also have two really cool memories from 2013. The first one goes back to February of this year. It was the first time I got the track crew and kind of do the whole behind the scenes things. Yeah, you know, I've been in the pits before. I've been, you know, before and after shows, that kind of stuff. But it was the first year that I actually got to do an entire event, start to finish, the whole weekend. You know, ever since I was a little boy, you know, 5, 6 years old, sitting up in the stands, I've always wanted to be the guy down there sweeping the glass up and tying the cars together and painting them and everything. And I actually got the opportunity to do that this year and work along some great track officials. Two of my favorite ones actually I see all year long, Jackie and Galen. They taught me a whole bunch of cool stuff, and it was really just a whole awesome weekend. I've never been so sore in my life, but I've also wanted to go back and do it every single weekend. It was something that I just really, really love to do, and it's a lot of hard work. So make sure you thank all those track guys when you see them at the pit parties and stuff. Tom, they're doing a good job. They do a lot of hard work along with the dirt crews and all that kind of stuff to get the show ready if it's a 2-3 show weekend. So those guys do a lot of hard work. My second favorite event in 2013 was the return of monster trucks to Canfield, Ohio at the Canfield Fairgrounds. Kind of a historic spot for monster trucks. It was a main stop on the Pen of Points tour. I think the last year that they did up there was 2009, maybe 2010, somewhere in there. And then the trucks kind of just faded away from that particular stop in the country. And this year, Joe Sylvester with the Bad Habit team, they actually promoted their own show up there and brought in six really great trucks. The track was awesome, really big jumps, awesome racing. It was Chicago style. Usually it's a lot of straight line racing up there. So I thought it was really cool to have them come back to Canfield with a fresh look, a different style of racing, new trucks that haven't been there before. It seemed like the last couple of years, it seemed like we were getting the same five, six, seven different trucks in. So it was nice to see pretty much a whole new batch of trucks, new track, new freestyle obstacles, and it was really just a great, smooth event. It was probably one of my favorite ones this summer that I had a chance to participate in. Robbie, what did you think of 2013? What's your favorite moment?
Hey, you guys got some great memories and everything, too. I'm going to go ahead with mine. My favorite personal memory from the first quarter, especially, and then overall for the year for me, was actually, I'll go ahead and say it was a little bit of an underrated show, but it was just my personal favorite one, the El Paso Monster Jam. And for me, that was just a fantastic one. It was actually the first night in El Paso. There's two big nights of stadium quality entertainment there. Neil Elliott was there in Maximum Destruction, had Charlie Pawkin there, and then Carl Van Horn came out and did a dual freestyle with Charlie Pawkin. And it was just, it was the quickest, best 45 seconds of Monster Jam of the season for me personally. Two of the best guys in the business as far as freestyle go and behind the wheel in general. And it was just great to see them put on a clinic. Crazy slap wheelies, truck and driver control, and then who can forget Carl Van Horn doing about six rotations on the sidewalls. It was just amazing. And for me, I left that show with the feeling that everybody wants to get after a show. And it just reminded me why I love monster trucks. I love that feeling, and I left that show with that feeling because of the performances that were put on all night, but especially the capper with the encore freestyle from Gravedigger. It was great.
All right, guys, you have a lot of great memories. 2013 was an awesome year for us. I hope it was an awesome year for you guys, the listeners and the fans of Monster Jam and Monster Trucks in general, of course. Let's hope that 2014 is a good year for everyone. Lots of memories to come. We want to thank you guys for tuning back in. We know it's been a long time since we've done a podcast, and we promise we won't ever go that long again without doing one. Make sure you keep checking in to allmonster.com. Of course, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter. You can get all the details on everything that we're doing here as a website and as a team. I want to thank Robbie, Dustin, and Ed for stopping by the podcast today. I'm Jeremy. We will talk to you guys next time on allmonsters.com Behind the Lens.